This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Bonsoir Catin and Timonde, and Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
A truce between Israel and Palestinian militants has collapsed. It was supposed to last for 3 days, but it fell apart in a few hours. NPR's Emily Harris is in Gaza. She says it's unclear if formal truce talks will continue in Egypt.
Things have changed so dramatically on the ground since this ceasefire was announced last night that it's unclear where the politics are going to go now. The Palestinian delegation was supposed to arrive in Cairo today. The Israelis, according to a U.S. official, were not supposed to get there until Sunday. So it looks like the actual talks weren't going to start right away. However, things have changed so much on the ground, it's unclear whether talks will start in the next few days or not.
NPR's Emily Harris. Israel says one of its soldiers has been captured by militants and taken into Gaza. Palestinian media report at least 35 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes today. The Israeli military says two of its soldiers were killed today. International investigators have reached the wreckage of the Malaysia Airlines jet in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the experts are trying to recover human remains and evidence in a war zone.
Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe say that dozens of international experts reached the site on Friday. Their mission was delayed for days because fierce fighting made it dangerous to approach the site where the passenger jet was shot down. The Ukrainian army declared a ceasefire in the immediate area of the wreckage site, but pro-Russian paramilitaries ambushed a Ukrainian unit overnight. The Ukrainian military said the separatists killed at least 10 Ukrainian soldiers with mortar and tank fire. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Reports say an American relief worker suffering from Ebola in West Africa will be flown to the U.S. for care. The aid worker's name has not been released. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports this would be the first medical evacuation to the U.S. for Ebola.
The Centers for Disease Control says it's working with the State Department to facilitate the transfer. It's expected that the American Ebola patient will be flown from West Africa to a special isolation unit at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Two American medical workers who have tested positive for Ebola in Liberia are receiving care in isolation. Physician Kent Brantley, who works for Christian organization Samaritan's Purse, and Nancy Wrightbull, who's a hygienist and a missionary with an allied relief group, were said to be in a serious but stable condition. News of the transfer follows reports that their health has worsened. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 41 points at 16,518. The Nasdaq is down 13 points. It's at 4,357. You're listening to NPR News. The Labor Department is out with the monthly unemployment rate for July. It rose by 0.1% to 6.2%. But in a separate report, the agency says 209,000 new jobs were also created. It's the sixth month in a row that more than 200,000 jobs were created, and it indicates more robust hiring by business. The Metropolitan Opera and a dozen of its labor unions have agreed to continue negotiations, averting a lockout today. Jeff London reports agreement took place less than 1 hour before contracts for 15 of the company's 16 unions expired.
The Fat Lady Will Sing, for the time being. A contentious labor dispute between the Met and its unions finally made progress Thursday. A federal mediator joined sessions with the two unions representing the orchestra and the singers and dancers, and the Met announced it had come to terms with three smaller unions, including the company's ushers and ticket takers. The remaining 12 unions agreed to a 72-hour extension of talks. Met General Manager Peter Gelb stated the Met wants, quote, to do everything we can to achieve new contracts, which is why we've agreed to extensions, unquote. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The House is expected to try again today to vote on a revised bill dealing with illegal immigration. Republican leaders pulled the bill from the House floor yesterday after it failed to win enough support from other GOP lawmakers. Democrats had already announced their opposition. The bill would make it easier to deport unaccompanied children who illegally cross the U.S. border. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from TiVo, delivering cable TV, on-demand, and content from Netflix and Hulu Plus without the need to switch TV inputs at TiVo.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start off the second hour of the Blues Box with a track from 1968. Here is Little Milton.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. I'd lie on my baby, stay with my woman till I die. With a toothpick in my hand, I'd dig a 10-foot ditch and run off through the jungle, fighting lions with a switch. Because you know I love you, baby. Oh, you know I love you, baby, yeah. Now, if I don't love you, baby, I tell you, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. On my feet, I'm trying to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you run into me right now, woman, you ain't got no sense, because you know I love you, baby. And Mona Lisa was a man. Thank you.
think that guy done got over. With no help from you. Hey, the way I see it now, baby, there ain't no big deal on you.
Freddie King from 1972 with a cover of the Little Milton composition, Ain't No Big Deal on You. And before we heard Freddie King, we heard Little Milton, Milton Campbell from 1968 with one of his hits, Grits Ain't Groceries. That tune was actually based on a Little Willie John tune from 1955 called All Around the World. Great job by Little Milton. Music now from Bill Perry here on KRVS, the late Bill Perry from his disc Don't Know Nothing About Love. Here's Perry with a number that Freddie King made famous.
She's a burglar.
from 1995 and from Flora, Mississippi, 18 miles from Jackson. That was the late Paul Wine Jones from his disc Mule, a number, of course, called Robin Steele. Paul was the brother of Chicago blues drummer Casey Jones. Before we heard Paul Jones, we heard Bill Perry from his disc Don't Know Nothing About Love. Bill Perry did a cover of She's a Burglar, again, a tune that, of course, Freddie King has made famous. We're going to stick with Mississippians. Next, we're going to go to Senatobia and the late Jessie Mae Hemphill. Here's Jessie Mae on guitar and vocals from her disc Shake It Baby, a tune called Streamline Train.
Blow back at me just like this. Thank you.
Sandra Wilson from her disc Belly of the Sun. That disc came out in 2002. She's a really, really fine jazz singer that also records quite a bit of blues. Her rendition of an old Delta blues standard, You Gotta Move. Before we heard Cassandra Wilson, we heard Jessie Mae Hemphill from the disc Shake It Baby. She did a tune for us called Streamline Train. Next year on KRVS, we're going to venture back to 1955. Listen to Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues harp and vocals, backed up by the Muddy Waters Band with a number called Don't Start Me to Talkin'.
Well, I'm going down the road and stop at Fannie Mae. Gonna tell her, Fannie, what I heard. Her boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, 'cause somebody's got to go. Jack, give his wife $2, go downtown and get some mocking. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped him. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home, tell her husband a lie. Don't start me talking, I'll tell everything I know.
won't break up this scene fine. Somebody's got to go. Borrowed some money, go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn, she began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know.
Spencer Boren from his disc Vintage with a cover of an old Blind Blake tune, Hey Hey Daddy Blues. Before we heard Spencer Bowen, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II doing Don't Start Me to Talkin' from 1955. Sonny Boy, blues harp and vocals, again with the Muddy Waters Band backing him up on that track, recording for Chess Records at the time. Next on KRVS, we're going to turn to Blind Blake. He recorded from 1926 to 1932, pretty much for Paramount Records. We're going to go back to November of 1927. Here's Blind Blake on guitar and vocals, along with Gus Cannon on banjo, doing a number called He's in the Jailhouse Now.
Remember last election, everybody was in action, trying to find themselves a president. There was a man named Lawson, from New York down to Boston, representing the colored people we have sent. My brother was a voter, also a great promoter, going around giving advice. They go around to the poll and vote, get a voting once, we voted twice. He's in their jailhouse now. He's in their jailhouse now. We got him downtown in jail, no one to go his bail. He's in their jailhouse now. I met a gal named Lighty. I thought she was the swellest gal in town. She started to call me honey. I started spending money. We went into a cafe and sat down. I thought that I was in it, buying a drink a minute, buying wine, champagne by the dozen. When I went to pay that man, I found that lady's hand in my pocket where my money was. They got her, she's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. When I went to pee that man, I found that old girl hand. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. When I went to see that man, I found that lady's hand. She's in a jailhouse now.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the Pine Leaf Boys and Carol Fran with special guests Lazy Lester and Lil Buck Senegal. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Tin Pan Alley is a dirty place, the very place my baby always loved to stay. Now Tin Pan Alley blues is killing me. There's a woman down there that I really want to see. She's little and cute, young and wild. I just want to hold in my arms a little while, so that this Tin Pan Alley blues can let me be. Life would be so sweet, baby, if only we would agree. I love you. Baby, for yourself. You are just the type of woman, don't seem to care. Now, Tin Pan Alley, baby, must be your home. When you know it ain't nothing down there, darling, but clubs and bones. People kick the dog when the sun go down. Now hurry up, baby, please make up in your mind. Cause a woman like you is so darn hard to find.
Texas pianist Curtis Jones recorded in early 1962. Jones had spent some time in Chicago. He was back in Texas, ended up going to Europe at the sort of urging of champion Jack Dupree, who had also left the States. Curtis Jones, this particular tune he had recorded, this is from 62, he had recorded a version back in 1941, and it was the first song that had the title Tin Pan Alley Blues, although this one may have been built, based on a Walter Roland tune that was recorded back in 1935, but it's not, this Curtis Jones's version is not the famous Tin Pan Alley song that we've heard over the years done by everyone from Jimmy Wilson in 1953 up until, Stevie Ray Vaughan did a version of it, Melvin Taylor, it's been covered quite a bit. Curtis Jones, he was preceded by Blind Blake. We heard Blind Blake from November of 1927 doing He's in the Jailhouse Now. A lot of people attribute that one to Jimmy Rogers. Rogers recorded it in 1928, so Blake's version preceded it, but there were other versions of that tune that preceded Blake's. I think the first one was recorded back in 1924. We're going to move up to 1960 and listen to Lightning Hopkins, and also we're going to hear Lightning and Brownie McGhee. Brownie McGhee and Sonny Terry, Big Joe Williams and Lightning Hopkins in July of 1960 all ended up in the Los Angeles area, and Bess Lomax and John Lomax got them together, and one of the results of some of the recordings they did with this next tune is called First Meeting, and it was the first face-to-face meeting between Lightning Hopkins and Brownie McGhee, and they exchange a few, we'll let you figure that out, but it's interesting, and it's all, of course, they're extemporizing. Lightning Hopkins and Brownie McGhee.
It's a long time meeting you, Lord, but you're welcome here.
I'm glad of that.
Light, it's a long time meeting you. Yes, but you're welcome here.
Don't you know Brownie's your friend Lightning?
I believe that.
Please, 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 please don't have no fear.
I ain't got too much.
One never knows, does one?
Brownie's having days I've been thinking about it. Ever since you wrote that sweet letter to me.
I want you to answer to sometime.
Brian, I'm sorry, it's been a long time since you wrote that sweet letter to me. But this is your answer now, Brian. And this is sound to Brian McGee.
Be sure to send it to USA.
I heard you was coming to town, and you know your way around. I got plenty of women that say you're gonna take every one I got in town. Brownie, you shouldn't do that. Sometime it make me feel blue and bad.
Better watch yourself, fella.
But I still be thinking about them women if you was to take one. Oh, yeah, that little girl I used to have. All right, Brownie.
I don't want your woman, Lightning.
Please, sir, don't get my woman.
Lord, if she don't want me.
Oh, I see.
Don't you know I wasn't born in Texas? Brownie McGee, I'm from Tennessee.
That's what I figured.
Lord, I'm a woman's lover.
Yes, you is.
Lord, how much, and I'm known in every man's town. Lightning, don't you know the women, they all start looking for me.
Yeah.
Great God Almighty, when that evening sun goes down.
But here's the story about that, Brian.
You tell me the truth, don't lie to me.
You know late in the evening, I'm sitting on my porch.
Yeah.
My light turned on, and I can't tell who I can see the most. I see little bitty women and great big women too. Come and ask me, Daddy, you all right? Just tell me what you want me to do. I say nothing. Brian McGee, poor Lightning's all right right now. But you know, if you keep on living with them old good women, Brian, oh, yeah, you gotta make it somehow.
Lightning, can't you always tell?
Yeah.
When your woman treats you mean.
Yes, I can.
Your meals ain't never ready.
And your
house ain't never clean.
That's a shame.
You better be on your P's and Q's. Yes, Sam, when I'm in your town.
I'm gonna try that.
Well, they found out I'm the only man can bake bread.
Sure enough.
Lord, what is damp or damp?
That's what I said, but I got something to tell you about that.
I like good cooking too, though.
You bake your bread in California. I bake mine in Houston, too. I got some women in Houston. I hope you come over there, because they'll make a fool of you. You better be careful, Brian McGee. Oh, Lord, about how you keep messing with me.
Be careful. Take your time.
Well, I got some sweet women to cook my bread. And I got a whole lot of women.
Lightning, I say fools are made, not born.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a man known everywhere. Yes, fools are made, they're not born. Lord, I'm a man that's known most everywhere. Well, Lightning, don't you know,
If I ever come down to Houston, great God Almighty, old Brown and McGee is gonna be known down there.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, Brown. I know poor Brownie. He know that we're around. But I didn't know, Brownie, that you had no woman in Houston town. But don't, please, Brownie, will you please don't mess with mine. But you better be careful by the streets you walk on. If you shouldn't make up your mind to come to Houston town, poor Lightning will be around.
So long, pal.
And happy day to you.
Brownie McGee and Lightning Hopkins from July of 1960, their first meeting together, and needling each other quite a bit and exchanging some nice acoustic guitar technique. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to turn back the clock now to the year 2000 and listen to Corey Harris and Henry Butler from the disc Voodoo Men's. Corey was living in New Orleans at the time. Of course, Henry Butler is a fine New Orleans pianist. Here's a little number written by Corey Harris. His guitar playing on this number definitely shows his facility in the style of Blind Blake. Corey Harris with a number called Sugar Daddy.
Well, I'm a sugar daddy. I'm a mama. Wonder where I get it from. I'm a sugar daddy. My mama. Wonder where I get it from. Calling my name from Tippadoo to Labrador, yeah. Sweet as I come, but I won't, baby, rock your tootie, rock your tootie, baby, come on, baby. Just as sweet as she can be. Bobby Brown sugar baby, just as sweet as she can be. Caught her in the cane break, doing the chivalry. She said, sugar mama gonna be a sweet papa too. Just as sweet, I can't remember how to sing my blues.
My closest friend. Blues and trouble, they have been my closest friend. And when my blues leave me, my trouble have just begun. Blues and trouble, they were walking side by side. Blues and trouble, they are walking side by side. I had the downright blues, and I could not be satisfied. Shake my hand. Blues and trouble, they were glad to shake my hand. And you know I didn't have a dollar, and my woman had another man. I tried to be happy, I tried to keep a solid mind. I tried to be happy, I tried to keep a solid mind. Yes, but the blues and trouble, they rise me all the time.
From 1970, that was Robert Jr. Lockwood leading a group consisting of himself and Louis Myers, Dave Myers, and also Fred Below. They call themselves the Aces, of course, that the name of that group, and these guys playing together, with the exception of Lockwood, go back to the early 1950s. Robert Jr. Lockwood, of course, was a protege of Robert Johnson back in the 1930s. Fine, fine guitarist. A number called Blues and Trouble from a disc entitled Steady Rollin' Man. Before we heard Robert Jr. Lockwood and the Aces, we heard Corey Harris and Henry Butler from the disc Voodoo Men's. Came out on Alligator Records back in 2000. Corey Harris did a vocals and guitar on a number called Sugar Daddy. Again, interesting guitar style. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we have American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. It's 11 a.m. I've got another couple of hours of blues coming your way. I had a request for a track from Robert Cray's latest disc. I can't seem to put my hands on that disc at the moment, so I'm going to have to pull a substitution from the 2012 release, Nothing But Love, the Robert Cray Band with Won't Be Coming Home.